Freeform listeners, the president of Tufts University.
This is Tony Monaco, and you're listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio.
No contact. It hits hard, no doubt, when the truth lies there like glass. So unashamed, unstained, I never lied or told the truth.
hello and welcome back to State 51. I mean, in fact, welcome to the first time this week to State 51, where we're listening to music uniquely popular in Canada. And we're asking the question of whether it reflects a unique national identity or whether Canada should become the 51st state. I'm your host, Alex T. The Canadian Immigration Act of 1978... excuse me, I'm reading stuffy things now. The Canadian Immigration Act of 1978 eased restrictions on immigration for those who had family already living in Canada. As a result, the flow of British emigrants to Canada increased until it was one of the most common destinations for them. And the trends in music can be coincidental. New Romantic music, a dancey British rock genre focused on fancy dress and makeup, saw an upsurge in the Canadian charts in the form of bands like Blue Peter, Pukka Orchestra, and Platinum Blonde, the latter two both being fronted by British expats. But importantly, the music was all made in Canada, and thus satisfied the Canadian content quota introduced in 1973. So for the first time, a British invasion was being treated as a symbol of one's own culture. This is Blue Peter's Don't Walk Past.
Thank you.
Orchestra.
Leave the bureau in the snow. Catch a train to Uncle Paul. Early evening ring around the room. Slipping by the concierge. By the back, send up the stairs. Snap the latch and creep into the room. Throw off your coat. Pick up the post. Put a coffee on. Lie down on the bed. Lay back your head. Smoke a cigarette. Black and white, bitter tears and taxi to the club. Find a bar, avoid a fight. Show your papers, be polite. Walking home with nowhere else to go. Throw off your coat. Pick up my note. Put another coffee on. Lie down. Dark. Noise and voices from the past. Across the dial from Moscow to Cologne. Interference in the night. 1,000 miles on either side. Stations fading into the unknown. So throw off your coat. Butter some toast. Put another coffee on.
Hello and welcome back to State 51. I'm Alex T. That was Crying Over You, sung by British expat Mark Holmes, who actually, I believe, went to Los Angeles and then Britain after the success of Platinum Blonde's song. But then I believe he returned back home where he should be. While their song Crying Over You failed to crack the top 100 in the US, it hit number one in Canada. Perhaps due to Much Music, which came out, was released, started in 1984, a year before that song. Much Music was the Canadian equivalent to the American music video TV station MTV. Much Music was also subject to the same quota system as radio stations, i.e. 35% of music had to be by Canadians. And that would mean probably that the dazzling hair of Platinum Blonde and the dance moves of Blue Peter fit right in. Coming up next is a song in 1985 that reached number 15 in Canada and also failed to chart stateside. This one's sung by a Scottish-born Canadian. I'll give you around 14 seconds to name the song while I tell you a little something about public safety. On February 9th, 2014, a drunk driver headed the wrong way down a Southern California freeway, crashed and killed six people, including his own sister. If you're under the influence of anything, never ever think about getting behind the wheel of a car and driving. People die that way. This is a public service message from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio. Let me turn myself up a bit out there that people need to know. Do not drink and drive. So coming up next, as promised, is Gowan's You're a Strange Animal, followed by three political tracks that cracked the top 100. This Morning by Chalk Circle, Tester by Skinny Puppy, an early industrial artist that just cracked the top 100 in Canada, and If a Tree Falls by Bruce Coburn. And while we're on the topic of politics, actually, I'll just take a second to inform everyone, mention that Canadian diplomat and politician Stephen Lewis is dead today at age 88. I actually played Stephen Lewis, strangely enough, in a middle school play that was comprised entirely of different people's actual quotes. So I quoted Stephen Lewis a bunch. Every time I go to Africa, I'm shaken to my core. Really someone who cares about suffering around the world, and as we listen to these tracks, maybe just reflect on how music can raise awareness. That was one of Bruce Coburn's probably most significant through line of his career. Many of his songs about raising awareness and critiquing public complacency. So, of course, no one likes to hear that they can all do better, but maybe just one day to remember that. You're listening to State 51. This is Alex T, and you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO, Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Apologies for the delay. This is Gowan's You're a Strange Animal. Stick a line.
promises you hold. Trying to open wide, hoping to step inside your soul. But everything here is unfamiliar, nothing they've seen remotely similar. How can it be you're so peculiar?
We've been talking about Much Music, Canada's response to MTV. And initially, there were so few Canadian artists with music videos that a government fund was created to help create music videos for artists. And this next track, Tester by Skinny Puppy, is one of the first tracks to actually have received such funding, which is interesting because it's not a particularly commercial-sounding track. It's an early industrial track. Have a listen.
I hope you make sure we're properly dead before you start, old Ripbeak!
Not a guy here than in the white coat's tank. It's little enough dignity we've got left.
That was Skinny Puppy's Tester, the San Francisco mix in particular. I really like that song. I'm finding it pretty addicting recently, really capturing the horror of vivisection in a weirdly compelling way. And I especially love, as a New Order fan, that little bass solo at the end. Very mournful, very disgusting. Coming up next is the number 8 hit by Bruce Cockburn in Canada, at least, If a Tree Falls.
doing green. Green brain facing the bottom. Climate control center for the world. Ancient court coexistence hacked by parasitic greedhead scam. From Sarawak to Amazonas, Costa Rica to mangy BC hills, cortege rhythm of falling timber. What kind of currency grows in these new deserts, these brand new floodplains? Species every single day. Take out people who lived with this for 100,000 years. Inject 1 billion burgers worth of beef. Grain eaters. Methane dispensers. Through thinning ozone, fall on wrinkled earth, gravity, light, ancient refuse of stars, speak of a drowning. But this is something other. Busy monster eats dark holes in the spirit world, where wild things have to go to disappear forever.
And welcome back to State 51. That was If a Tree Falls by Bruce Coburn, another song about mistreating the people who have lived with us for 100,000 years. It's a bit strong maybe to call trees people, but perhaps he's talking about the other people who live in the trees, if you're so inclined to call people like monkeys people. It's always interesting to see how songs of such different genres, like the folky Bruce Coburn and the very industrial Skinny Puppy, can really basically be saying the same thing, and speaking to people's empathy in different ways. Again, Canadian diplomat Stephen Lewis today, dead at age 88, famous politician and activist. Today, overall, we're talking about the effect of Much Music on Canadian music, a TV station that played music videos. One benefactor of the station included French-Canadian artists, who had until that point in 1984 struggled to connect with English Canada. Through the visual medium, suddenly their story could be told without words, bridging the often divided French and English societies within Canada. While it didn't chart in the US, this song coming up is The Box's number 21 hit in Canada, as in their hit that reached number 21, L'Affaire du Mutier.
Thank you. On the 14th of October, very early in the morning, the results of a crime were found in the stables of Le Père Choupon. The old man had discovered, to his absolute dismay, the dislocated body of Elizabeth Dumoutier. So, the police was called in. I was handed the inquiry. Upon arriving on the scene, some photographs were shot. A couple of small-time journalists were raising their fist among the crowd, shouting,
"Je le stole coupable! Celui qui a fait le coup, je me dis, moi!"
Bah oui, c'est votre quoi, merde.
Viens voir là, t'as... Comment c'est que vous savez ça, là, vous deux?
Normal! Tout le monde les a vu qui n'étaient pas ensemble hier soir!
Subject led experts to conclude Austin had been the victim of a strange case of split personality. The trial neared its end, and though the facts had been exposed, the crowd still wanted blood, or they were in for a big surprise.
Save to me, please save. coupable pour cause d'aliénation mentale.
Hello and welcome back to State 51. As always, we like to close out with some good old American-inspired hard rock music. That's not what you just listened to. You just heard Mitsu's Bye Bye Mon Cowboy. But we will be ending today with the Northern Pike's She Ain't Pretty, which was one of the first music videos to use the morphing special effect, where one person's face morphs into something else. As always, I've been Alex T. As always, shout out to my dad who had his birthday yesterday, and also shout out to my roommates Lena and Gabriel. Gabriel, special shout out to you, because it's a special happy birthday to you, because it is your birthday today. And as always, I'll see you all again 2 weeks over yonder.
Just wanna hands, hands. one Friday night in my hometown bar and walked a girl who looked like a
movie star.
She stared at me and it was turning me on. She said she worked in a beauty salon. I heard a voice inside me say, she ain't pretty, she just looks that way. To go for a drink, I wore my jeans and she wore a mink. There was this misconception all over town that she ain't only got hung by the pound. She said, take me home, that won't be no fuss. I said, sure, you got some change for the bus. Watching her leave, I heard the bartender say, she ain't pretty, she just looks that way. I called her up, her father was home.
Said she's busy, she can't come to the phone.
I held my breath and decided to wait. A guy like me doesn't get many dates. I fell in love with a model from hell. It took some time for my hormones to tell. That chasing her has been a great mistake. She ain't pretty, she just looks that way. Her ego wrote checks incredibly fast, but her personality didn't have the cash. I laughed out loud through my total dismay. She ain't pretty, she just looks that way. She ain't pretty, she just looks that way. She ain't pretty.